This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 303 for Friday, March 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower and choppy trading on Friday morning, unable to hang on to gains in the overnight session. The May canola contract nudges up 50 cents at $567.40 per ton, and the July contract is down a dime at $579.90 per ton. Over the course of this week, the May canola contract has lost more than $78 per ton, largely due to China threatening to slap 100% tariffs on its imports of Canadian canola oil and meal. Ongoing uncertainty over United States levies adds to canola's woes. The Canadian oilseed is getting support this morning from upticks in Chicago soy oil, along with those in Malaysian palm oil. Declines in European rapeseed plus Chicago soybeans and soy meal are weighing on canola. Slight increases in crude oil are lending some support to the vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for the week ending March 9th exceed 197,000 tons, about 87% more than the previous week. That brings year-to-date canola exports to 6.32 million tons, compared to 3.44 million a year ago. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday morning, with the loonie at 69.51 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 69.4. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces two private sales this morning, with both going to unknown destinations. One is for more than 218,000 tons of old crop corn, and the other is for 20,000 tons of old crop soy oil. The strike by oilseed workers in Argentina has ended, with them agreeing to restart negotiations with the government. CONAB raises the Brazil soybean harvest to 167.37 million tons and bumps up the Brazil corn harvest to 122.76 million tons. France holds its soft wheat at 74% good to excellent. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn lower on Friday morning. The May contract gives up 4 cents at $10.07 per bushel. May soy oil is up by less than a tenth of a cent at 41.35 cents per pound. May soy meal is down $3.90 at $303.20 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn gives up 7 cents at $4.58 per bushel. May oats dip a penny at $3.69. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago May tax on 1.5 cents at $5.64. Kansas City May gains 5.5 cents at $5.93. And Minneapolis May adds 3 cents at $6.07. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, March 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.